U.S., North Korean, and Chinese officials opened talks in Beijing today, hoping to end the dispute over North Korea's nuclear program.
The U.S. believes that program is aimed at developing nuclear weapons and is demanding that the North Koreans drop it immediately. For their part, the North Koreans insist they are merely pursuing nuclear power for civilian purposes. Nevertheless, they expelled U.N. inspectors last year and later withdrew from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Then, last week, North Korea sent mixed signals about whether it had started reprocessing spent nuclear fuel rods that could be used to make nuclear weapons.
For months, the United States insisted the issue was regional and should be resolved through multilateral talks. But North Korea demanded a one-on-one discussion with Washington. As NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing, some nimble diplomacy from the Chinese helped bring the two sides together.
The last time Assistant Secretary of State James Kelly met with North Korean officials was last October. It was at that meeting in Pyongyang that the North Koreans admitted to Kelly they had been reneging on a 1994 agreement not to develop nuclear weapons. There was no indication of similar fireworks today. Kelly was tight-lipped as he left today's session in Beijing. Don Oberdorfer of Johns Hopkins University doesn't expect resolution of the nuclear dispute this week.
I think that if the talks succeed in beginning a process for further discussions in this three-way forum, if this begins a process, it will be a success. We can't expect any actual results in terms of agreements on anything other than possibly the beginning of the process.
But even that would be an important step between the United States and North Korea, two sides who have few other channels of communication. U.S. officials have said they want a verifiable, irreversible end to North Korea's nuclear program. North Korea has said, however, since the Iraqi war, that it needs a deterrent to stave off attack. Secretary of State Colin Powell told the Charlie Rose Show that strategy won't work.
The United States has such economic, political, diplomatic, and military power we are not going to be intimidated by a small number of nuclear weapons held by a particular regime.
Even if breakthroughs are not expected between Pyongyang and Washington this week, the talks have provided one important first: China in a new role as regional broker. Many analysts believe Washington's quick victory in Iraq frightened the North Koreans into coming to the negotiating table. But Professor Shiyin Hong of People's University in Beijing says China's diplomatic contribution in further persuading North Korea was essential.
If we now have a talk between North Korea and the United States in the coming days, I think that it's due to China's diplomacy.
The last time China, North Korea, and the United States sat down at a table together was in 1953 to sign the armistice ending the Korean War. Now, concerns about regional instability have caused China to overcome its aversion to interfering in other countries' affairs. The aim this time? Avoiding a new and more devastating Korean War. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.